Now, researchers in West Lancashire are looking for volunteers willing to take part in a survey to trace back their Viking ancestors. It's all to do with the BBC Two series Blood of the Vikings, and the University of Nottingham's Professor Steve Harding has teamed up with West Lancashire Heritage Association to further his research into local Viking links. Well, the mobile zone bus is in Latham near Ormskirk today, and it was there that Maria Felix Vass met Patrick Waite, their vice chairman, and he told her more about Professor Harding's work.
Yes, he's conducted a major survey in the Wirral, as well as some earlier work in West Lancashire, and it's connected also with DNA analysis work at University College London with Professor David Goldstein.
First of all, tell me about the connection to West Lancashire. Why is West Lancashire so important?
Well, you're sitting in Latham in the bus at the moment. Now, Latham is a Viking name. It's like Ormskirk, Skelmersdale, or Croxteth, or Kirkdale, or Aintree. So that is important. And secondly, the people from the West Lancashire area are said to go back many, many generations back to Viking times.
So it's in the blood. So now tell me about the DNA sampling, because that's quite an interesting thought, because a lot of people associate DNA testing with criminal investigations, but for scientific research to trace our ancestors' blood, it's quite a new thing, isn't it?
Yes, the previous survey involved male volunteers who could say that their paternal line, as far as they knew, came from West Lancs, at least as far back as their father's fathers. Males possess what is called a Y chromosome, and the genetic material in this is passed from generation to generation with little change. This means that a boy or man living today has more or less the same DNA on his Y chromosomes as that of his ancestor 40 generations or so previously, back, in fact, to the so-called Viking Age.
So is Steve Harding looking for volunteers to take part in giving their ancestry Viking blood then? And when will that happen?
Yes, indeed. The answer to that is on November the 13th, to coincide with a lecture which he's undertaking for the West Lancs Heritage Association. The survey team is wishing to collect names of volunteers. We were looking for volunteers for men who have surnames which were present in West Lancashire before 1700.
Like what? An example
well,
of a surname?
Well, if you've got the surname of Lunt, or Skerrisbrick, or Formby.
A lot of the place names.
In fact,
then.
The place names, yeah. Of Litherland, Warbreck, you're sitting in Warbreck. Anybody called Warbreck out there? Leyland, Logill.
So if anyone's got these surnames, you're wanting to hear from them now, are you?
Yes, please.
In preparation for November.
Yes.
So how can people get in contact with you?
Steve Harding is professor at Nottingham University. His telephone number is 0115 951 6148, or you can contact myself on 01695 573350.
Fascinating stuff. That was Patrick Waite talking there to Maria about that research being done into local Viking links in the West Lancashire area. If you do want to volunteer, and if you have perhaps one of those surnames that was mentioned there, or you think that your family might have some links back to Viking times, then give either of those gentlemen a call. I'll leave those numbers available for you on the Action Line.